KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. And starting off here this morning, taking a look at high school softball and baseball scores from Wednesday's play. In softball action, it was Boone over Carroll 11-0. Cam beat Arweva 11-3. Carlisle 7-1 over ADM. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 2-1. IKM Manning topped AHSTW 8-2. Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 6-5. Maple Valley Anthon Odo 7-2 over Kingsley Pearson. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 5-3. Odo but Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove a 6-2 winner over West Monona. Riverside 11-0 over Audubon. And Trainer 4-3 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. In baseball action last night, ADM topped Ogden 5-3. AHSTW an 8-5 winner over IKM Manning. That game was ended in six innings due to lightning. Boone was a 2-0 winner over Carroll. Cam beat Arweva 11-6. Also, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Des Moines Christian 3-1. Earlham 7-2 over Nottoway Valley. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 8-3. Logan Magnolia 7-2 over Missouri Valley in nine innings of play. Maple Valley Anthon Odo a 14-4 winner over Kingsley Pearson. Odo but Arthur Banner Creek Ida Grove beat West Monona 5-2. Trainer 9-7 over Denison Sleschwig. And Underwood was a 10-3 winner over Tri-Center. Also in other high school athletics, and this happened earlier here this week, actually on Tuesday, the state co-ed tennis championships were held in Des Moines at the Waveland Courts, and a number of area teams participated in that event. Only a couple of teams were able to get wins in the first round and move on to the second round, and that included the team from Red Oak of Grace Blomstead and Weston Rolick. They defeated Kiara Peterson and Jonah Benning-Shorg of Grinnell 2-6, 6-2, and 1-0 to move on into the second round. Also, the team from Shenandoah of Hannah Daly and David Hugh won an opening round match over Patience Dykstra and Sam Dykstra of Pella 6-4, 6-2 to move on to the second round. But then those two teams both fell in that next round as Blomstead and Rolick lost their next match 6-3, 6-1, and Daly and Hugh lost their match 5-7, 6-4, and 1-0. In the second round. So that's as far as any local teams made it there at the state co-ed team tennis championships that were held on Tuesday. Also, all of the defending champions return as the girls' state soccer tournament opens up in Des Moines here today. Radio Iowa's Todd Kim has a preview of that event.
Davenport Assumption will be in search of a fifth consecutive state title this week. Assumption's ranked third in Class 1A and opens with a quarterfinal round matchup against number 8 Waterloo Columbus. Top-ranked Nevada is in the field and will take on Bondurant Farrar. It'll be number 2 Sioux City Heelan taking on Council Bluffs St. Albert. The defending champ in Class 2A is North Scott. The Lancers enter fourth ranked and play number 5 Cedar Rapids Xavier. Top-ranked Ankeny plays number 9 Spencer, while second-ranked Dallas Center Grimes goes up against 8th-ranked Pella. And Cedar Rapids Kennedy is the defending champion in Class 3A. The Cougars are 4th-ranked and open against 9th-ranked Johnston. The top-ranked team in 3A is Dowling Catholic, and they'll play Bettendorf, while number 2 Iowa City West takes on 10th-ranked Waukee. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
And the only local matchup we have at the State Girls Soccer Championships is set here for today at noon, and that was featuring Bishop Heelan Catholic and St. Albert facing off in the first round of the Class 1A state tournament here this afternoon at County Soccer Park in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN during the afternoon yesterday, Carlos Martinez pitched efficiently into the seventh inning for a fifth straight start, and Randal Grichuk hit a solo homer, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 4-2 on Wednesday to avoid a series sweep. St. Louis was outscored 15-6 in the opening two games and had slugger Matt Holliday go on the disabled list with a strained right quad. Chad Bettis allowed 3 runs in 5 innings as the Rockies finished a 5-5 homestand. The Cardinals are now back home to take on cross-state rival Kansas City Royals. We'll have their game coming up for you tonight with a 6:20 pregame. Also in Major League Baseball, 8 players with ties to Nebraska and Iowa have been selected in the Major League Baseball draft. Among them was Iowa Western Community College shortstop Ryan Merrill, who graduated from Millard West High School in Omaha. He went to St. Louis in the 15th round. Also, the College World Series is getting set to get underway this weekend in Omaha, and the grounds crews is manicuring the field at TD Ameritrade Park, and vendors have set up their merchandising tents. Six of the eight teams have appeared in the CWS since the ballpark opened in 2011. NCAA Director of Championships and Alliances Damani Leach said in a news conference Wednesday, for a lot of student-athletes, it's their first experience, so we'll still get to see the wide-eyed sort of slack-jawed expressions as they come into the stadium for the first time. Leach said more home runs and scoring are expected because of the new flat-seam ball. The CWS opens on Saturday with Arkansas playing Virginia and Florida meeting Miami. Brandon Saad notched a go-ahead goal in the third period for the second straight game. This time, the Chicago Blackhawks held the lead. Saad snapped a 1-1 tie, 6:22 into the final stanza before the Blackhawks completed a 2-1 victory that ties the Stanley Cup Finals at 2 games apiece. Blackhawks forward Jonathan Toews opened the scoring with his 10th goal of the playoffs, 6:40 into the second period. That lead lasted until Alex Killorn beat Corey Crawford 5:07 later. The Lightning had a chance to take control early, receiving 3 power play opportunities and outshooting the Blackhawks 9-2 in the first period, but Crawford kept the game scoreless heading into intermission and finished with 24 saves. Crawford also made a big stop on Steven Stamkos in the final minute after the Lightning pulled their goaltender. Chicago fired 17 shots on 20-year-old rookie Andrei Vasilevsky, who made his first career playoff start. He got the victory in Game 2 of the series, making 5 saves in 9 minutes after replacing number one netminder Ben Bishop twice in the third period. Bishop appeared to be dealing with some sort of groin or leg injury while making 36 saves in Tampa Bay's 3-2 victory Monday night. He participated in morning skate, but the team now says Bishop is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. Game 5 will be Saturday in Tampa. And Quebec City has spent the last 2 decades looking for a way to bring the NHL back to its city, and it may have one. The Glendale City Council has put the future of the Arizona Coyotes in doubt by voting 5-2 to end the team's 15-year, $225 million lease agreement signed by the city and the club's owners in 2013. Members who voted in favor of dissolving the deal cited a state statute that allows an agency to cancel a contract if an employee directly involved with the agreement becomes an employee or agent to another party. At issue was the Coyotes hiring a former city attorney, Craig Tindall, as general counsel in 2013. The city of Glendale issued a statement before the meeting that it would be open to renegotiating the arena deal, a proposal the Coyotes flatly refused. And Matthew Dellavedova spoke with the media on Wednesday just a few hours after the Cavaliers guard was hospitalized with dehydration. He cramped up after Tuesday night's victory over Golden State and was hospitalized after receiving IV treatment at Quicken Loans Arena. He said he's ready to play in Game 4 of the NBA Finals here tonight. He scored 20 points in 38 minutes on Tuesday and converted a 3-point play with 2.5 minutes left that helped Cavaliers keep the lead, and they lead that series 2-1 heading into tonight's contest. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports. It's brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup.